Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
And we end up this news bulletin on a sad note. Former NBA star Tom Simpson was pronounced dead this morning after 4 days in hospital battling against the injuries sustained in an accident last Sunday. Tom, former player of the Los Angeles NBA team Los Angeles Lakers, had spent the day working in San Francisco. He was driving his rental car back to the airport when he crashed it against another motorist. Poor visibility was initially thought of as the reason for the accident, as it was a particularly rainy day. However, an eyewitness who was taking a selfie at the site of the crash told the police that Simpson had actually gone through a red light, a fact which traffic cameras confirmed. Thousands of people have gathered in mourning to pay tribute to a legend both on and off the court. Tom Simpson was born and raised in Mission Hill, Los Angeles. Back then, not the fashionable neighborhood of today, but one of the roughest parts of the city, with a very high crime rate. His father took 3 buses every day to get to glamorous Beverly Hills, where he worked as a gardener for well-off families, while his mom was a housekeeper at an old people's home. Tom joined his school's baseball team when he was in second grade, only to find out that the tallest kids were better suited for basketball. He never took it seriously, though, and by the time he started high school, he was about to quit playing. However, his new coach, impressed with his performance, had a chat with him after his first training session and made him realize his full potential. As a child, his father had always talked to him about the wonders of the Beverly Hills mansions he worked in, so Tom decided that basketball could be his ticket out of ugly Mission Hill. On the court, Tom often displayed an awful temper. He had constant quarrels with the referees, much to the frustration of his coaches. Mark Malone, his longtime teammate in the LA Lakers, was famously quoted as saying, "He just won't shut up." Yet, despite this fiery temperament on the court, he never once was unkind to the dozens of fans who waited to get his autograph after each game. It was one of these supporters, Amy Gray, who made him forget about the cheerleader he'd been dating at the time. Although his friends and family opposed the idea, Tom and Amy got married in a wedding chapel in Las Vegas only 3 months after they had first met. Their honeymoon didn't last long, and as he later put it, his was hardly ever a happy marriage. Tom would complain that Amy was extremely jealous and couldn't stand seeing him talking to his physiotherapist, a beautiful blonde who was actually in a relationship with Tom's coach. At the beginning of his career in the NBA, Tom was making millions. However, his addiction to poker led him to lose much of his fortune in the casinos of Las Vegas. He rarely shared any time with his wife, having to fly across the country every week for matches, and he blamed this hectic life of the NBA star for the failure of his marriage. 1989 was a turning point in his career. Tom regarded himself as the star of the team and had more than once accused some of the other players of not working hard enough. He even told the press that it had been him who had taken the Lakers to the semifinals that year. To prove his point, he didn't turn up for the first game. 24 hours later, the coach announced that Tom's contract with the Lakers had been terminated. One thing was not following his instructions, as he often did, but going missing for an important game was too much. Much more than the Lakers could put up with. 5 years later, a knee injury put a stop to his career as a player. He then turned to coaching, first in Philadelphia and then San Antonio. In his fifth year there, he took the team to the finals, where they lost to the LA Lakers. He said then that he had had enough, and he even turned down an incredibly tempting offer to coach China's national team before the Beijing Olympics. Instead, he set up a sports equipment business in Houston, Texas. Tom used to say that his parents had always been his source of inspiration.
Now, listen again.
And we end up this news bulletin on a sad note. Former NBA star Tom Simpson was pronounced dead this morning after 4 days in hospital battling against the injury sustained in an accident last Sunday. Tom, former player of the Los Angeles NBA team, Los Angeles Lakers, had spent the day working in San Francisco. He was driving his rental car back to the airport when he crashed it against another motorist. Poor visibility was initially thought of as the reason for the accident, as it was a particularly rainy day. However, an eyewitness who was taking a selfie at the site of the crash told the police that Simpson had actually gone through a red light, a fact which traffic cameras confirmed. Thousands of people have gathered in mourning to pay tribute to a legend both on and off the court. Tom Simpson was born and raised in Mission Hill, Los Angeles. Back then, not the fashionable neighborhood of today, but one of the roughest parts of the city, with a very high crime rate. His father took 3 buses every day to get to glamorous Beverly Hills, where he worked as a gardener for well-off families, while his mom was a housekeeper at an old people's home. Tom joined his school's baseball team when he was in second grade, only to find out that the tallest kids were better suited for basketball. He never took it seriously, though, and by the time he started high school, he was about to quit playing. However, his new coach, impressed with his performance, had a chat with him after his first training session and made him realize his full potential. As a child, his father had always talked to him about the wonders of the Beverly Hills mansions he worked in, so Tom decided that basketball could be his ticket out of ugly Mission Hill. On the court, Tom often displayed an awful temper. He had constant quarrels with the referees, much to the frustration of his coaches. Mark Malone, his longtime teammate in the LA Lakers, was famously quoted as saying, "He just won't shut up." Yet, despite this fiery temperament on the court, he never once was unkind to the dozens of fans who waited to get his autograph after each game. It was one of these supporters, Amy Gray, who made him forget about the cheerleader he'd been dating at the time. Although his friends and family opposed the idea, Tom and Amy got married in a wedding chapel in Las Vegas only 3 months after they had first met. Their honeymoon didn't last long, and as he later put it, his was hardly ever a happy marriage. Tom would complain that Amy was extremely jealous and couldn't stand seeing him talking to his physiotherapist, a beautiful blonde who was actually in a relationship with Tom's coach. At the beginning of his career in the NBA, Tom was making millions. However, his addiction to poker led him to lose much of his fortune in the casinos of Las Vegas. He rarely shared any time with his wife, having to fly across the country every week for matches, and he blamed this hectic life of the NBA star for the failure of his marriage. 1989 was a turning point in his career. Tom regarded himself as the star of the team and had more than once accused some of the other players of not working hard enough. He even told the press that it had been him who had taken the Lakers to the semifinals that year. To prove his point, he didn't turn up for the first game. 24 hours later, the coach announced that Tom's contract with the Lakers had been terminated. One thing was not following his instructions, as he often did, but going missing for an important game was too much. Much more than the Lakers could put up with. 5 years later, a knee injury put a stop to his career as a player. He then turned to coaching, first in Philadelphia and then San Antonio. In his fifth year there, he took the team to the finals, where they lost to the LA Lakers. He said then that he had had enough, and he even turned down an incredibly tempting offer to coach China's national team before the Beijing Olympics. Instead, he set up a sports equipment business in Houston, Texas. Tom used to say that his parents had always been his source of inspiration.
This is the end of Task 2.